Cleo and I left Mary's house shortly after and walked to the temple. No sooner had we entered than we were pushed out of the way by a guy in fancy robes. He was hurrying into the room with something tucked under his arm. We were about to follow him when we heard a voice behind us.
Why am I wearing this beard again?
It's men only in the temple.
Hey, you're not allowed in there.
But I'm wearing my beard.
This guy had priest written all over him. Although, now I looked closer, it was actually Bible references written all over him, scribbled on parchment and sewn into his robe. Just in case people couldn't figure out what he was, I suppose. Though, I would have thought the robe and temple would have been enough of a hint for most people. Not to mention the slightly smug expression that seems stuck between holiness and constipation.
That's the high priest. He's the only one allowed in that part of the temple.
He looks like he's taking in a sewing machine.
It's a theological problem. Anyone else who claims there's a tear in the curtain separating the holiest space of God and the rest of the temple will be stoned with the rest of them. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
We'd like to ask you a few questions about a man called Jesus of Nazareth.
Not another one. Look, if the curtain tore, which I'm not saying it did, then it's just something supernatural and not a sign that this Jesus was really the Son of God and has torn the curtain that separates man and God. Or it could be moths. Now I think of it, the tear that isn't there must be to do with moths that also aren't there. In fact, even the sewing machine was a big one of your imagination. You're not with the media, are you?
Why? Do you have anything to cover up? I'm Monday, and this is Cleo, my partner. My fellow private investigator, and we're here to get the facts.
Oh well, you've come to the right place. Now, what you have to realise is this Jesus was a danger to community.
What did he do?
Healed the sick, cast out demons, cured the crippled on Sundays, preached love, peace, and compassion. Well, we can't have that sort of thing. It gives religion a bad name. But the minute we brought it up, he starts criticising us. God knows we try to be reasonable. We're offering him a flogging as a first offence, but no, flogging's not good enough for some people.
What's with the g-d stuff?
Can't say the name of g-d. Might take it in vain.
Oh, that's all right then. I thought you had hiccups.
So, getting back to this peace-loving miracle worker, you didn't like him because he was healing people and telling them to love their enemies.
Well, obviously that makes him a sinner. And unpatriotic to boot. Oh, and get this, he started a rumour that he was going to tear down our temple and rebuild it new.
How long did he quote to do that?
3 days.
3 days? You're kidding. The guy who came to put in a new sink in the office has been at it for at least 2 weeks already.
Yeah. Well, his old man was a carpenter. Come to think of it, he mentioned something else. He kept saying that the Son of Man must endure many things, die, and 3 days later, rise.
What does that mean?
Beats me. Ravings of a lunatic. Anyway, he's dead now.
When did all this happen?
3 days ago. Why do you ask?
Because we found his tomb empty this morning.
He's dead. He is no more. He has ceased to be. He is bereft of life. He has shuffled off the mortal coil and gone to join the choir invisible. He is an ex-prophet. You hear me? Dead! We killed him! An unfortunate series of events killed him. And anyone who says otherwise is a liar.
Why wouldn't he be dead?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.